Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
But it is high noon in the District of Columbia, and what better way to kind of analyze what Jaden Daniels is and isn't doing than talking with one of the elite quarterback families in the NFL? Matt Sims joins us now. Of course, you can check out Sims Complete on Twitter, Instagram, check out the podcast, all of that. Matt, what's up, dude? Thanks for making time for us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. And, you know, elite in my name has never been one and the same, but I appreciate
the Sims
it nonetheless.
Family of quarterbacks. That's fair, right? How about that?
That's fair. That's fair. They let me in that bunch for a little bit.
You tell your brother we put you ahead of him.
Yeah, let him know.
That's right. I appreciate it.
Well, I could say this, and I don't mean this weird, but seeing your father, I don't know how old your dad is. Phil Sims, of course, Super Bowl winner. He is still so damn jacked that almost makes the Sims name elite no matter what. But we saw him in Vegas at the Super Bowl last year having dinner, and he looks like he could still bench like 325.
Man, I mean, right now, somewhere that man's ears are just, you know, they're ringing, you know, and that definitely would help that man's ego for sure. But you're right, he's in really good shape for the age that he's at right now. So hopefully he passed along some of those genes to me.
All right, so following you on Twitter, checking all the content out, obviously you're looking at all these rookie quarterbacks. And you,
yes, sir.
There's plenty to watch here. Let's start with the guy here in Washington, Jaden Daniels. What have you thought so far? What do you think's coming?
Been super impressed with Jaden Daniels. There is no doubt in my mind, and I'm sure with everyone else in the rest of the country, that Jaden Daniels is the best performing rookie, looks to be the most comfortable rookie quarterback in the NFL. And, you know, if you're Dan Quinn, if you're Cliff Kingsbury, you got to be like, wow, you know, did we find a good one here? Because the kid just looks like he has never, he's never overwhelmed. He never feels, it never looks like he's confused or just out of place. It's just amazing, like, how present he seems to be each and every down. And also, too, just like kind of the lightness, you know, the smiling, the competitive nature that he has. It's really been a breath of fresh air since we've seen a lot of other young quarterbacks still struggling to find their way.
Certainly. Before we get to the other guys that maybe are struggling, it's not hard to figure out what there is to like with Jaden through two games. What is there that makes you nervous, or you know, football is all about criticism, constructive or otherwise. Like, what would that be for Jaden?
Well, I guess we'll start with the positives. I mean, I think for one, just, you know, all the fans, you know, I'm sure Commanders fans especially realizing that, like, yeah, dude's a better thrower than a lot of people were saying about him coming out of the draft. And that's where, you know, his quick release, he's always in position to throw. And, you know, it might not be an explosive throw, maybe like we've seen some other guys who are strong-armed, but it is smooth and it is effortless for him. And not only that, but just his accuracy and timing within this offense has been absolutely tremendous. He seems to always have his eyes and feet in the proper position to what the read is asking him to do. You know, the biggest concern, I mean, it's just like with any rookie, is just continuing to take it practice by practice, week by week, and not get caught up in anything outside. And I think Dan Quinn will do a great job of managing this young man and bringing him along at a pace that allows him to grow naturally in the game.
You know, I look at him and I watch him do some things, and then I hear people complain about what he's not doing right now. You played, your brother played, your dad played. In the second game, do you expect a guy to be able to do everything?
No. My father has a great line, and he shared this with me when I played, and you know, I'm sure my brother too, and it's true. It's that, you know, football is not a game of perfection. Football is really just about, you know, making the right choices as consistently as possible and really minimizing, right? Or as Chad Pennington and my father said, don't lose the damn game first. Right. And if you don't lose the damn game, well, then you'll have a chance to win the game at the end. And I think that's what Jaden Daniel does extremely well at a young age. And all those people are saying he's not doing this or that well, I don't know who they are. I would just tell you that they're not very educated in the game of football, because this guy has been very impressive. And they're probably the ones that were hating on him and had, you know, every other quarterback in front of him for this draft class.
It is so bizarre how in the pre-draft process people decide to like pick teams like it's Trump versus Harris, Drake May versus Jaden Daniels. Like, it's so bizarre to me that and it's like Twitter keyboard warriors that are just like, nah, man, I'm a Drake May, I'm a Jaden Daniels, I'm a Bo Nix guy, whatever it is. Talking with Sims Complete, Matt Sims, you can follow him at Sims Complete. I just fired off a tweet. I thought that was really good, talking about how quick. I really liked your explanation. He does always seem ready to throw, and then the release is quick. We've seen he's running plenty, perhaps too much, but I think once the eyes stay downfield more, and dude, I think that Tampa matchup week one was also really freaking difficult for him with blitzes coming from everywhere. Can you imagine staring down a Todd Bowles defense in your first NFL start?
Yeah, and you're right. And we're seeing too that Tampa, you know, going up there to Detroit and surviving that game, that was a real opponent. They got some dudes. Baker Mayfield is legit. And you know, let's remind everybody too, right, that just like the game of football, you know, people find their groove and their style at different times. Some people, like CJ Stroud, it's just like, man, straight out of the womb, the dude's the man, you know, and good for him. You know, for Jaden Daniels, he seems to be kind of like that too. But then you got guys like Sam Darnold and Geno Smith who, you know, they got to take like 20 trips around the sun before they find a place that actually believes in them and allows them to utilize their skill sets and grow into the position. So it takes different times for everybody. But I think so far, Jaden Daniels is clear cut the best looking rookie quarterback out there. And I would say by a lot, just by the way that he carries himself, by the way that he's been playing. Also, too, I just feel like the way that everyone feels surrounded him, right, in the locker room and what people are saying about him, it seems like he is just getting glowing reviews from his teammates, and that really is the most important thing. It doesn't matter what we think.
You know, people talk about the not throwing, like when he breaks the pocket and he running to not look, how he's not looking down the field, and I hear people say, oh, not like Pat Mahomes. Pat Mahomes is in, what, his seventh year now?
Yeah.
Yeah. When was it that you would pick up those type of things? Like, okay, when I break, keep looking down the field. Because when a guy has his ability to run the ball and you need five or six, it's not like you're going to want to throw it every time.
Yeah, you know, this is one of those things, like, this is just casual fans that are watching that have no idea what they're talking about. You know, when this dude moves, he is looking to be a thrower. And he is seeing very instinctually and quickly that, okay, the defense is soft and there's a huge amount of space in front of me, and the best thing to do is to take that space with my feet. And that's an issue that I never had, because I couldn't run like Jaden Daniels, nor could a lot of people out there.
Most people, right.
You know, yeah, and that's where, like, all this, like, oh, he's got to keep his eyes on the – he's always looking down the field. Don't be so stupid, you know? Like, He's just doing what comes to him naturally, playing instinctual football, and that's a good thing because so far, 2 weeks into the season, he's showing that he has fantastic instincts, better than the instincts of the people who are on Twitter that are making these silly comments and sitting on a couch, getting fatter as they eat nachos.
All right, so Matt Sims, Chris Sims, Phil Sims, of the Sims quarterbacks, who was the best runner?
I guess, Big Phil did hold the record for most rushing yards in a Super Bowl until Steve McNair broke it, actually, with the Tennessee Titans.
Wow.
So Big Phil was a good football player and scrambler that way. And then I guess I would have to put myself number two because, I played in a lot of preseason games where, offensive line play isn't super sharp, so I had to run and, make some things happen with my legs every now and then.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, here's what I can give you. Your yards per attempt and yards per game were significantly higher than Big Phil's.
Wow.
So
yeah, like
you got bragging rights now, man.
Yeah.
JP told me that I was better than you.
let's zoom out for Jaden. Obviously, I think through two games, or is there stuff to work on? Of course, but I think there's a lot of reason to be excited. Bo Nix and Caleb Williams, the other rookies that are playing right now.
Yeah.
Rookie struggles or cause for concern? Because neither of them are lighting it up.
Yeah, I think both of them really have – Bo Nix, for one, I think is really playing – like, he's trying to play really good football, and he's close. He really – he's just missing out, I think, on a few plays where we would view him a little differently. So, in a sense where – He looks comfortable. He's getting better. He has started the season, I think, in probably like the tougher situations out of a lot of these QBs, like starting on the road in Seattle against McDonald and that defense. Like, yeah, that's not easy in 12th man stadium. And then coming back and playing the Pittsburgh Steelers, you know, he's really getting a nice welcome to the NFL moment for the first 2 weeks of the year. He's had shown some good moments and some good athleticism and some good throws. He's got to learn to just make a little bit more decisive, quicker decisions, especially in the low red zone area. And I'm sure those are things that Sean Payton will clean up. I expect Bo Nix to kind of get over that first hurdle here relatively soon. For Caleb, you know, he was really close week one to having a solid game. And, you know, for whatever reason, it just, you know, a few drops, a few errant throws, he was close. The second week, he played better, significantly better. He's a good thrower from the pocket. And I think where he kind of learned was is that, like, this NFL pass rush is no joke. Mm-hmm. And I got to do a better job of protecting myself, because you could see towards that game in the end that, you know, he was physically and I think mentally drained by all the hits that the Houston Texans were getting on him. And that goes really back to Shane Waldron. I mean, you got to do a better job of scheming up plays for your young rookie to get out of the pocket, to separate from the line of scrimmage, to set up more screens, to really protect him from himself right now as he adjusted this new style of playing.
Does his consistency of trying to have all he, like, sometimes he makes plays off schedule that don't need to be, and in the NFL you take extra shots. Does he have to protect himself more in that way?
You know, and this is the thing too, like, I think that's like a little bit of a narrative that it's like it's easy for us to kind of say that because that's what we saw so much at USC, but mm-hmm. I mean, He was hanging in there against Houston. He really was. The problem was is that their O-line was getting their A kicked in, and it doesn't help, you know, your young QB when he's really getting, I don't know, I want to say that he was probably hit close to like 10 times in that football game. A lot of offensive line, false starts in that situation too versus silent count. So, you know, there was a lot of blunders that way, and I think just as the game continued to go on, he was a little worn out physically and mentally from just, you know, the hits that he was taking. Mm.
Talking with Matt Sims here, you can give him a follow at Sims Complete on Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff. Two quarterbacks I wanted to ask you about. Both 2-0 teams. One, I suppose, is more established at this point. But Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold are playing really good football. Baker's playing excellent. Darnold's turned it over a little bit more. Can we trust Baker, and can you trust Darnold?
Hey, for right now, yes, you have to. You know, we have to stay in the present moment. You know, and again, I think that's a little bit of like you're trying to go back to, you know, let's remember Baker played for the Browns when they were dysfunctional. You know, Sam Darnold played for the Jets when they were dysfunctional. You know, and what we're seeing, I think, and even like Geno is another example, right? You know, Geno and Sam are really great examples of the fact of like when you put young quarterbacks in really terrible situations, both coaching-wise, both team-wise, organization, right? Yeah, to expect them to do well is ridiculous. Yeah. And we're seeing that right now with Bryce Young. Well, what's wrong with Bryce Young? Well, how about the fact that he's on the 32nd best team in the NFL? So, you know, why do we expect him to do amazing things with the worst roster in the NFL right now, you know? And I think there's, you know, something we got to remind ourselves too, that like, yeah, these dudes were great in college, all that stuff. But like the NFL game, you know, you're not playing for Nick Saban and the Alabama Crimson Tide anymore, where, yes, you know, 85% of the time you go out on the field, you're the best coach team, you're the best roster, all that, you know, in the NFL, everything levels out. And that's why you see a lot of these guys struggle. And, you know, the reality is that there's probably only, like, you know, 10.
Oh, might have lost Matt there. I tend to agree with him.
Yeah.
On Baker. I think Baker has shown enough highs to believe that this is somewhat sustainable.
Yeah, but last year he was pretty good. I think Baker and also Sam, let's be real, they were drafted at a position where they get more opportunities. If they were drafted lower, they wouldn't have got those opportunities extra time. A lot of times when you're drafted in the first round, the high second, you get extra opportunities. And then you, because normally players hit around what, year three, year four, quarterbacks, when they really, really take off on flight. I think that situation right there has helped them out, because ordinarily, if they were not that high of a pick, they wouldn't have gotten all those chances.
I think. All right, so we got Matt back. I wanted to ask one more. Matt,
I'm back. Sorry.
All good, bro. All good. The Steelers, 2-0, dominant defense. Russ Wilson was the presumed starter. He's apparently hurt. He's not playing. Mike Tomlin just said they're expecting to go with Fields for a third straight game. Fields isn't giving them much statistically. I think he's going for about a 140 through the air, maybe another 35-40 on the ground. I don't think he has a touchdown yet this year. How long, if they keep winning, how long do they stick with Fields?
Yeah, you got to keep sticking with them. If they keep winning football games right now, you know, they got to keep going. And, you know, right now for him, he's playing good football. He's not turning the football over. And this is really probably what we would expect, too, from the Steelers, even if Russell Wilson was a starter. Low scoring, you know, playing great defense. Don't turn the football over. Rely on a good offensive line play and just a solid running game. And then just capitalize when you get in the red zone area and make sure that you're playing just old school Steelers football. And I think Justin Fields is doing a great job of that. And for right now, yeah, I don't think you can make the switch until he proves otherwise that he is not right for the job.
I think in the world of fantasy football, and we just care about stats, if a guy goes out there and don't turn the ball over and they win the game, when he don't turn it over, he's helping his team out tremendously. And that's always right. Looking for the 275 passing and things of that nature, that's not going to always win for you.
No, it's not. And, I mean, we knew going into the year that the Steelers weren't going to be like this sexy offense that you'd be really excited about to see. You know, they're performing exactly how we expected them to make every game ugly as hell, to play really tough defense, and to hit the opposing quarterback and to force errant throws, check on all those things, and then to just really control the football and make sure that they're not having any self-inflicted wounds like they had, you know, the past few years on offense. So for right now, yeah, everything is going according to plan. Is it pretty? Hell no. But it also is a good reminder, though, too, that just there's multiple ways to winning in the NFL game. And for right now, yeah, like, can Pittsburgh survive scoring 13, you know, less than 20 points a game? Probably not in the long run. But for right now, that's the way that they're winning. And you got to be happy with how they're executing at the moment.
Dude, appreciate the time, man. Really enjoyed the conversation. Thank you for calling back. You didn't have to do that either.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you. I just love hearing myself talk. So I had to call back.
All right.
All right, bro. Take care, man.
Check him out at Sims.
Thank you, guys.
At Sims Complete. And be sure to check out the Sims Complete podcast on Believe Network. There's a lot to discuss from around the NFL. Jaden, Nikki Jabala will join us at 1:30. Nobody go anywhere.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.